miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Dane, tradies. We need to talk about them. Now, I love tradies, right?
They do a great job.
They do. They're very helpful. But whenever I have tradies around my house, I always feel awkward.
In what way?
I don't know what to do with myself. So, for instance, I had Telstra come around the other day just to check my phone ports because the internet's been up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot that they were coming around.
Yes.
I hadn't cleaned my house since we got back from holidays, in the sense that there was like bags and stuff that I still hadn't unpacked and craft stuff everywhere. And he knocks on the door and I'm like, oh my God, I'm really sorry. The house is a bit of a mess, but come in.
Yes.
And he's like, no, that's fine. You know, they probably.
I'm sure they've seen it all.
I'm sure they don't judge, but.
Well, they would, but they've seen it all.
I felt really awkward. So I started automatically cleaning.
Right.
I was like, oh, here's where you need to go. You know, we've got a port in the bedroom, the kitchen, and my craft room.
Yep.
So I took him to the bedroom, showed him that. Clothes everywhere.
Yep.
So he's in there, and I'm cleaning every other place that I can find to just clean up a little bit. But then he needs to go to the kitchen.
Right.
So I've cleaned up all in there.
Yes.
He's gone into the kitchen. Then he needs to go to my craft room, which means he walks through the lounge room.
Yep.
I don't know what to do with myself.
So you just kept cleaning.
I just kept cleaning and, like, making a bit of small talk and kind of standing there. I was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Fiancé Sam goes, you could have just gone into my room or to the spare room because he has his own room as
well. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but what would I do in there?
Or you
I
could
just stand in there while this tradie's in my house. I don't know what to do.
You could just carry on doing what you're doing, that just sit on the couch and watch TV.
I feel that's really rude.
Why?
I don't know. So yeah, every time I have someone, a tradesman come around,
yes.
I always feel so awkward. I'm like, do I make small talk?
No, they're not there for small talk. They're there to work.
Do I clean?
You're paying them to do a job. And if you're there doing small talk, I always offer a drink. I'm like, would you like a drink?
Okay.
And then I just sit on the couch, go about my business. Now, you talk about them not judging you. Of course they judge me. And I always make sure I'm watching something that they can't get me up for. Or I always make sure I'm not building Lego at the time.
I was watching my 600 kilo life. Oh, or 600 pound life at the time. Not something you want everyone to see you watching.
So this is what I do. Just sit there and keep doing what I was doing.
13, 12, 16. What do you do when a tradie comes around? Or if you're a tradie, do you actually judge?
13, 12, 16. What do you do when a tradie comes to your house?
Yeah.
To keep occupied?
Do you walk around like a headless chook like
leave?
I do?
Maybe people just leave and leave them there to lock up. I've done that before.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I trusted them. We can trust tradies. Mm-hmm. Dave has called through on 13, 12, 16. Dave, are you a tradie?
I'm a tradie. I was actually at Claire's house a couple of weeks ago. But I made a feel that.
Now, Dave, I apologise. What were you doing at my house a few weeks ago?
I came and hooked up your cable TV.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Now,
yes.
Dave, what was Claire doing when you were there, Dave?
Cooking and cleaning, yeah.
And Dave, what's the weirdest thing you've seen people do when you've come to their house? What do they normally do when you visit?
Yeah, no, you don't want to know. I've seen some crazy things.
Oh, really? Can you give us an example of something that's not too out there?
I don't really know, sorry.
Dave,
it's a bit confidential anyway, so.
Yeah,
that's true, okay.
Now, once you've finished at someone's house, do you go back and sort of talk about what you've seen and what they were doing, or you don't really judge or talk about it?
Definitely not.
Oh, that's good to know.
Do you unconsciously, consciously judge a house, though?
It depends. You kind of know when you drive into the area. Put it that way.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Dave, how would you rate Claire as a client on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, she was a 10.
Can I quickly say, though, Dave, you were probably the most comfortable tradie I felt with.
All right.
Because we could have small talk and we chatted and stuff, and it wasn't that awkward, like, I don't know what to say next stuff.
Well, that's good then.
Well, yeah.
Good.
I'll put you on the spot now, so.
Yeah, exactly. And Dave, for your honesty and for calling through, we're going to give you a hit stubby caller, mate.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks a lot.
No problem at all. Have a great one.
You too. See ya.
Thanks so much, Dave. And Claire, you've just dropped down from a giant shade of red.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Kinesis do such an amazing job here in the community, and each year one of their major fundraisers is the Circle of Gold. To tell us about it this morning, we do have from Griffith Kent Assist, Olga Fauna, and also from Bowman's Real Estate, Maxine Bowman. Good morning,
morning
to you both.
Good morning, Dane and Claire. How are you?
Good, thanks, Olga. First of all, you're kickstarting the campaign for Circle of Gold now.
We are. We're going to go ahead with it about 6 weeks earlier than we normally do, because we intend to make it a stronger campaign, as we do need more support. Gives people a better chance to catch those cans, which we will be having out next week. and we're hoping that people will keep an eye out for them and come in and give us a hand. We need those coins. We need to boost our coffers. We're asking the community to get right behind us. We are only a very small group and we cannot look after the 150 patients that we have registered if we haven't got the community behind us. So please keep an eye out for the cans and help us out.
Now, Maxine, you actually see these patients firsthand because the Can Assist office is in your real estate agency.
Yes, that's correct.
I mean, what kind of stuff do you see on a daily basis? How do you see this helping people in the community?
Well, there's quite a lot of patients that come through and we just speak to them, give them a cup of tea.
Yeah.
But it's obvious what they do. The team at Can Assist are amazing. They donate their time. And as we all know, cancer's non-specific. So it affects everything and every part of your body, best friend, most people.
Absolutely.
And they really need the money because they not only help with travel, accommodation, many things that people don't see. And they get not paid a cent.
Mm.
And they really, really need you to donate.
And do you think other people around, other businesses around the community should get behind them as well, Maxine? You want us a little challenge?
Exactly. So we're going to put out a challenge to all the other real estate agents that have made a lot of money this last 12 months. So come on, guys, dig deep, get your hand in your pocket and to start it off, we're going to donate $1,000.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. That's fantastic. Thank you. Almost passed out over here.
And I want you all to beat that because I know you can.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
And also other businesses, get on board because it is so important. You can call our office and donate, or you can call Olga.
Yep.
We're all there to help.
That's fantastic stuff. What do you think about that? $1,000 to kickstart Circle of Gold.
I don't know what to say to Maxine. She's just so wonderful.
You look
wonderful.
Like you're about to cry.
I am. Because
no, I'll start crying.
Well, I'm so grateful, Maxine. Thank you, darling. You are just so special to us. And I don't know. I'm really lost for words apart from saying thank you very much and to encourage the other businesses and hope that they really realise what we are actually about.
Yeah.
It's a service that we provide this community for all our cancer patients and families that are affected.
Yeah.
And that, you know, please, if you could just think about it, particularly if you've been a family that's been assisted.
Yep.
Come in and
help out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Help out.
Olga, now I've got a bit of a ski challenge tomorrow myself down at the Lake Wyangan.
Yes,
and,
you do.
Scott from Griffith Marine Centre said, every boy that I can travel past skiing is $25 donated to a charity of my choice. And I'd love to donate the money. If I get any, it won't be $1,000, but whatever I make, I'll donate to Can Assist. How does that sound?
Oh, Dane. Oh, gosh. This has just been a very special day now, eh?
I'll do my best. Anyway, there's no guarantee of anything.
We'll find a way to get you to at least stand up past one boy.
So you get at least $25.
Yes.
Well, listen, that's all right.
It's better than nothing.
Now,
that's
Olga, for those who may have seen the cans around already, are they out and about?
We've got some out, but not all of them just yet. We're working hard at that. We're starting Monday morning. Will be an intense delivery, and because we have also had some great support from Bloom's, the chemist too, who's started the thrown in $300 as a start too. So we've got cans in places where they've already given us something to start us off.
Excellent stuff.
So it's
all leading up to Circle of Gold at Griffith Central on March 3rd.
Yeah.
It's going to be massive. Maxine Bowman, Olga Fauna, thank you both for coming
in today.
Thank you, Dave. You're
my
wonderful.
Pleasure.
Thank you. And Claire as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Claire.
Tomorrow, Claire, 22 to 43. That's hot as well. But lucky for me, I'm going to be in Lake Wyangan. Well, hopefully on top of it for a lot of it. Not so much in it.
Fingers crossed.
Late last year, I made an outlandish statement on this show, and I don't often make those. I said that if you challenge me to any sport, I'll be able to do it because I'm a natural athlete. Someone challenged me to go water skiing. Now, it took a little while to get organised, Claire, but we're finally getting out there to Lake Wyangan tomorrow. Thanks to Scott at the Griffith Marine Centre. He's going to take me water skiing tomorrow. And he set a challenge as well. For every boy I ski past is $25 to a charity of my choice, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And other businesses, if you want to get on board and match that, 13, 12, 16. But, Claire, when have you tried something? And this is what I'm concerned about. And I'm going to be honest and raw, I might not succeed tomorrow.
No, you may not.
I might not stand up.
Your natural athlete in you may not come out.
Correct. When have you tried something and just failed miserably? Has there been a moment where you've gone, you know what, I think I can do this. Actually, I know I can do this. But then you've gone to do it and you've just capitulated.
My entire sporting career.
Rightio.
Riding a bike.
Because you can't ride a bike, can you?
You can't ride a bike.
That's fascinating. What about with training wheels?
I can do it with training wheels, no problem. But the other thing is that like bikes are expensive.
Yes.
And to find one in my size and pay for one when I don't know how to ride one in the first place just seems pointless.
Have you ever like...
I have been able to ride once.
I know it's not like every day you ride a bike to work or whatever else, but if you learnt to ride, how often do you think you would ride a bike?
Depends. I think the anxiety, depending on the day, because I'm older than kids and all the rest of it, I'm really worried that I'm going to fall and hurt myself.
Yes.
And
well, that's not just like for riding a bike. That's for everything.
Yeah.
Kids have no fear.
No, none.
So I'm genuinely concerned tomorrow that I might not be able to do this, which is crappy because I want to do well for the charity of my choice.
Yeah.
I want to be able to prove that I can do it and maybe learn not to make these crazy statements unless I'm prepared to back them up. So I have to be prepared to be able to do this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So 13, 12, 16, this isn't going to instill me with any confidence whatsoever, but I feel like it's a good realization settler. When have you tried to do something and just failed miserably? Xavier's called us on 13, 12, 16, mate. When have you tried and failed at something?
I went to go to Canberra to go go-karting and I forgot my keys.
Oh. Hang on. What do you mean you forgot your car keys?
No, my go-kart keys to race.
Oh no.
So you drove 4 hours only to figure out once you got there that you couldn't do anything.
Don't worry, it makes me laugh till this day.
Mate, is that not like one of those checks you do like Austin Powers? This goes like spectacles, wallet and watch sort of a thing. Didn't think to check for your keys or anything like that, or you just thought they were already in your car?
I don't know. I just thought I had them. They're the first thing you'd pack, and
apparently, they're not the first thing you pack those in.
No, Hey, thanks for your call, mate. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
I wonder if he just... Oh, Xavier, you're still there. How'd you get the go-kart started?
I didn't. I just went straight to the pub.
I love it.
After a year off, Claire, for people to rest their tired and aching bodies, perhaps, it's back again. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. It is the City to Lake Fun Run here in Griffith. It's heaps of fun, and it's happening on March 11th. And joining us right now to talk about it from the organising committee is Anne Napoli. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you all?
Oh, yeah, we're good.
I've already started stretching.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I know you'll do really well as you have done in the past. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Unfortunately, I haven't been to one of these before. So for anyone who may not have done one of these runs, can you tell us what City to Lake is about?
Well, the City to Lake, it's about fun, fitness, but above all, supporting our local hospitals. In the past, it was done to support the Griffith Community Private Hospital, which the community was very, very generous in supporting the event. And we've raised overall, the Griffith Health Facilities Fundraising Committee, $1.4 million. Now the Community Private Hospital is up and running. It's fantastic. And it's wonderful to see the two hospitals, Griffith-based and the Community Private Hospital, working together, sharing services. So now, this year, it's only right that we support Griffith Base.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. Hopefully you can get the money up there like we have the previous years as well. And the good news is, for those that are keen beans, registration's now open.
Absolutely. They can go online and register as an individual, as a team, or as a family, and have fun. Above all, have fun.
Now, and for those who want to register at the moment, where do they go?
registernow.com.au, search 2018 City to Lake.
Excellent. Fantastic. Stuff. I cannot wait. As I said, I've already started to stretch. I'm feeling limber. I'm feeling good. And thank you so much, and we'll catch you March 11th for the run out to Lake Wyangan.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your support.
Claire, earlier this week, we touched on sort of New Year's resolutions and goals, and if you've already failed or if you're continuing through. And you had one goal, and that was to get yourself a little bit fitter and to eat healthier.
Yes.
To do that, you said you're going to try to do some sit-ups randomly, but just when you have got a spare 5 minutes to do 5, 10, 20 sit-ups if you can.
Yeah.
And we said we'll check in on you. First of all, let's check in on the healthy eating. How's that going?
Yeah, good. I've been having tins of tuna. The only problem is that I have started eating yogurt, right? Like
great.
Healthier yogurts.
Good.
I'm not a milk person.
Okay.
I bought some yesterday from a shop that turned out to be out of date.
Right.
Ate it last night.
Ooh.
Was not feeling great.
Yeah, that can put you off.
Especially just after a stomach bug.
Yeah, rightio.
So, look, I'm going to keep trying.
Good.
The ab thing, though.
Yeah, how's that working out?
Oh, look, you know, I think about it every day, but...
How often have you done it since we spoke about it?
None.
Okay, I'm going to set you a new challenge for next week, and let's see if you can do this, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
Okay.
All I want you to do is, of an afternoon, at the same time, say like 2:30 in the afternoon, just when you're watching TV, do at least 10 sit-ups. Just every day, Monday, start on Monday, you can have the weekend off, rest day.
See, what's worse is that I watch my 600-pound life while eating chocolate.
Perfect. That's perfect. That's more motivation. We'll check in with you next Friday.
Okay.
2 o'clock every day, Monday to Friday, at least 10 sit-ups.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay.
Let's check in next week and see how you go. I'm now your personal trainer for your wedding too. What else could I be? Dean McCarthy joins us right now live from LA. Hello, mate.
Morning.
G'day, guys. Happy R&B Friday. Love it.
Yes. Now, speaking of R&B Fridays, one of the best R&B guys, I think, out, 50 Cent. He was on the red carpet of Den of Thieves last night.
Oh, my goodness. He is the nicest guy I think I've ever interviewed. I got to catch up with him last night. His new film, just like you said, Den of Thieves, stars him and also Gerard Butler. Who do you like more, 50 or Gerard?
50.
50. 50 for sure.
I think. Yeah, that's what I thought as well. Finney was actually explaining last night that he really enjoyed this film, and he actually said he doesn't normally like a lot of his cast. Have a listen to this. Finney Cent on the red carpet last night.
Man, I can't believe I did this. It was me the whole time I did it, the whole movie. And Gerard Butler was there, and Pablo Schreiber, and O'Shea Jackson. They were there too, but it was me that made this movie special. I just want you to remember that. Tell people. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Now, I'm really excited about it. I had a great cast. And we had a good time.
And he's humble.
Yeah, very.
Very humble. It was all me. This is my movie. It was all me. Oh, you know what? Tell you what, he looked good too. He was in Gucci last night. The guy can dress and the guy can act. The new movie comes out soon. It's really, really good movie, actually. In the beginning, when they were actually filming it, the director kept his crew and Gerard's crew in the movie, I won't spoil it, away from each other. So when they went to film, there was an actual authentic contest between the two. Really,
I love that. That is so cool. Now, Kim Kardashian, she's opened up about her third child and dispelled some rumors, which I still think is not a rumor. I think this is real, that Kylie was her surrogate.
Oh, I wish that was the case, because that would just be so dramatic and ridiculous. No, she actually did use another woman as her surrogate. Actually, interestingly, today, Kim Kardashian penned a very open letter about the experience, and she clarified that the baby is biologically hers and Kanye's, and that they used a woman to just carry her fertilized egg. And she talked about how difficult it really is. It's not the easy way out, as some people, she said, would say. It's a very difficult experience. But the second the baby was born, the little baby girl, she and Kanye were in the room. They held the baby immediately, and she said they had immediate connection.
Oh,
so that's awesome. Congratulations. We love that. We don't know the name yet. It will be something ridiculous.
Yes, it will
be. I heard that there is a possibility it could be Vuitton.
No, surely not.
I've heard that. I mean, that would be ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. I feel like that would be...
And Dean,
Kim K free Kanye.
Yeah. Why do you keep referring to the woman... That should be Kylie, shouldn't you? It's going to come out. Do you know something I don't know, Dean?
Oh, well, I truly don't think it's Kylie. Kylie, where is she? She's
exactly. Exactly.
MIA.
No one knows where she is. There's no photo of her lately. She is being Kim's surrogate. Again, you've heard it here for the second time on the same show. Hey, Dino, have a great weekend, mate. We'll catch up with you on Monday.
Bye, guys.